Welcome to a very special Hogcast, something we've been waiting for 10 fucking years. Trapped in a cynical hell world, but now I'm allowed to escape and discover the truth. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black.
Yes.
And a special guest, friend of the show, Ravi. Ravi, hey. At Ravi No Basket.
No,
excuse
at,
me,
no,
Lost
come
Miss
on.
Prime.
No,
at Lost
Miss
Prime?
Jesus Christ.
At Lil's Miss Prime on Twitter.
God.
We're watching the Hey Arnold film, a movie that we've all collectively been tearing
dreaming
our
about.
Hair out over. So we're going to get started here in about 15
we
seconds.
We bought this on Google Play if you want to watch along, which I would highly recommend doing. It's like $5 and then you can earn it. You can watch it forever. So we're going to be starting in roughly, what, about 5 seconds now? Five, four, three, two, one, go.
Oh, the glorious Nickelodeon symbol that's come to emblazon our memories with images and figments of fun and voyeurism and journeys and stuff.
Oh.
What?
And now I've got the subs on for this one. So
no
I can
dubs
really...
for you?
No.
You're a sub man, I've heard.
Yeah, I love subs.
A sub lover, excuse me.
I do fucking love going to Jersey Mike's.
Oh, you're a Jersey Mike's head.
No, I actually prefer Jimmy John's.
Now, when you think Jersey Mike, do you think he's bald? That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
I think about him being from New Jersey.
Oh, I fucking love Mario Odyssey.
This is Mario Odyssey. He's going to throw his hat at somebody. Now, here's something I've been thinking about. They call him a football head, but in these countries where soccer is called football, being called a football head isn't actually that much of a weird thing. Because everybody is kind of
everyone
kind of
has
ball.
A football head, yeah.
No, it do be like that.
It do be
I
like
guess
that.
Maybe somebody does say, like, American football head.
American football head.
Arnold.
American football head.
Because Arnold is the quintessential American.
Yeah, that is true.
He's the greatest an American could be.
Yeah, he is the American.
Also, Arnold believes in the free market, so he's as good as he can be. And he stopped a murder before, except it wasn't a murder. It was just a bunch of,
now,
it was just a
this
bunch
is, this
of
This looks like my front door to my house, because I do have statues of Grandma and Grandpa from Hey Arnold.
reformed from old pieces of the aggro crag.
Jesus.
Good joke. It's made me laugh. Ten years. It's killing me.
I fucking love Inception.
Jesus.
Now...
I fucking hate when my parents are getting called away on missions.
Yeah, it's... Only 90s kids will remember having your parents called away.
Now, see, I was something of a latchkey kid, because my parents got called away on missions.
Nondescript missions.
Yeah, I was raised by a little thing called TGIF. Chandler was my father.
I like Arnold's crazy murder person wall.
Uh-huh. Kept that picture of his mom and dad around that he drew. Looks like shit, Arnold. You could have worked on your draftsmanship. What is that number one ribbon for? What did Hey Arnold do?
His number one Arnold parents.
I thought it was a number two ribbon. It was red.
Hey, speaking of number two.
Speaking of number two.
What is the thing sticking out of Grandpa's top of his head?
I worry about that thing.
If you
is that
grabbed
a spine?
It, like, yeah, this. You know how beavers and rodents and stuff have to chew stuff to to make sure their teeth don't grow into their
brain.
Yes,
there was an episode of Angry Beavers about that.
Oh my god.
Wait, was there really?
There was an episode of Angry Beavers where where one of them stops, like, I think they stop deciding to chew, and then somebody tells them, like, it's gonna go in and impale your brain if you don't stop, if you don't start chewing.
Yeah, it was a really fucking grisly death. Like, gray matter oozed out of his head, and photorealistic blood came out of his eyes, and it said, Russ, you've wronged me.
That's why they had to cancel it.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah, that's why they...
Why is he asking for that for breakfast? Mr. Wynn, what the fuck?
Mr. Wynn. He probably worked a late shift at the taco place. Wait, so he's a vegetarian, but he works
at
a taco place.
Hold on, DSA Grandma.
DSA Grandma.
Grandma, go on Chapo.
Grandma's a freaking leftist. She's practically a communist.
Basically.
We were talking about this. Abner only came around when it was convenient on the TV show, right?
Like, yeah. he wasn't there a lot. He was there from the beginning.
Fucked up that Abner eats bacon.
I mean, Mr. Wynn does say it's very creepy in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There it is.
So my problem with Mr. Wynn, and by problem, I mean, I don't know how to feel about it, is that he does have a different voice actor. And the voice actor, I think, is significantly less racist sounding than he originally did.
That's definitely on purpose.
I'm almost certain. Now, Oscar does sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Even though he's a different actor, I think.
Did they keep any of the old actors?
Yeah, Helga's the same. I think now, Big Bob's the same.
It's funny
Grandpa's
that the
same.
Big Bob... It's funny that the Beepers died, but I was hoping he would have changed his store to the Microsoft Kins store.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be selling Zunes.
Microsoft Kins. Yeah, Zunes, Microsoft products. The first generation of Amazon TV. What else? God, so much shit has come and gone since Hey Arnold. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Think about how much, like, what's happened in the last 10 years that we've been waiting for this fucking movie. The Iraq War came and went. Or wait, actually, you know, if it's only been like 10 years, I mean, never mind. I mean, that was just Obama came and went, I guess. And then the jobs came
back. I think
even earlier
than that, 2005?
Yeah, I can't remember when Hey Arnold ended, because I feel like in its last 2 years, it's kind of faded it out.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so. And then there was like a finale that was like, that aired on like Nicktoons and not on the real Nickelodeon.
Really? That I remember watching that. That was a huge deal. That's what led into this, and I was... waiting for years. There was when did the Hey Arnold movie come out?
That was 2002.
So okay, the Hey Arnold series ended in 2004.
So it ended right, you know, before Bush's second term.
Jesus. So we've been waiting 13 years, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yes. Nina and Buri Deska.
There are people who were born and could talk to me right now.
Venom Snake is in a coma for less time than we've been waiting for this movie.
This goddamn film.
Do you think we've already speculated in the past that the Hey Arnold movie takes place in the Overwatch universe? Could you think that also it could fit into the Metal Gear Solid timeline?
Oh, certainly.
I would believe it.
Yeah.
There's ghosts in this universe, so
San Lorenzo could be the leftover remains of Outer Haven.
I do think it's like some little country that broke off like once Big Boss and like left Costa Rica or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like after all the fucking crazy like Metal Gears were running around.
Yeah, well,
Peace Walkers, whatever.
Yeah, huge difference. They're not bipedal,
They're not bipedal, but they have more legs, which is weird. Which seems like it's better, you would think. Ah, that smooth jazz music.
Now, I was speculating about this when we watched this in the past.
Why does the lady have two purses?
Hey, sometimes you need two. One to hold your nunchucks and the other to hold your tonfa. It's very, you know.
Obviously.
That's what women carry in purses, yes.
I talk to and know a lot of women.
I love the back. Look at these nice, like, hand-drawn backgrounds.
They're beautiful.
They are actually legitimately good. Oh, it's Monkey Man.
Crafted by artisans.
Arnold is a bold kid, if you think about it.
He's the boldest kid, if you think about it. Remember when he helped out Dino Spumoni?
Oh, Ravi, we'll see.
Ravi, we'll see the people he's helped in the past.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Russ and I were talking about this, and we think that Hey Arnold is maybe the reason why we don't like jazz, because it's better than...
Yes.
It's the pinnacle of the art form.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Jazz radio, and you're like, if I can't see the hijinks of Gerald or Stinky in the background, what's the point?
What's the point?
Miles Davis's Bitches Brew doesn't fit with Gerald and Arnold, putting together like a home for a vagrant.
Yeah, it's about having sex or something. Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Yeah.
I think it should be about going on an adventure and doing a wacky dance.
Or passing the ball to Tucker or something.
Yeah, or Wolfgang.
Or having Grandpa pee in the sink.
Yeah.
A thing that he did pretty often in the cartoon.
Or washing off a turtle shell or something like that.
Washing off.
That's so what jazz is really about.
I guess the moral here is that the homeless are ungrateful.
So I read about, so I was on the Wikipedia article earlier, and it said
the little
thing
about a specter haunting Europe.
It said like the characters are based on people the creators met in Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So that's why they hate homeless people so much.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, hold on. Is Portland kind of like a San Francisco type area now?
It has been.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the homeless situation, it's a major housing issue that nobody seems to be working on.
Hold on
anyway,
a second, guys.
And it's very upsetting.
Real quick. In one fucking second. When's it gonna happen?
Oh, it's gonna be huge.
Wait a second, guys. Wait a second. Here it is. Like is that back. Tommy Pickles?
Tommy Pickles! It looks like a combination of Tommy Pickles and Timmy Turner combined.
God.
It
does.
To form Hellscape.
Oh, you mean the Timmy Tommy Power?
Your favorite Marvel.
Timmy Tommy Power Hour.
He killed Jimmy already. Timmy's moving on to his next victim.
I like this.
No matter who wins, we all lose.
I like this idea of Timmy Turner going through the Nicktoons universe, killing everybody.
It's like that one. It's like that Spider-Verse arc where that one shitty 90s character went through all the different universes.
Or that one Deadpool spinoff when he kills everybody. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
But this was a specific guy who was, like, going through dimension to dimension, like, individually killing, like...
Spider-Man.
He killed Marvel. I think he killed Marvel versus Capcom Spider-Man. Not a joke.
Wait, really?
Fuck?
Yeah.
But then the One Punch Man artist drew that cool cover.
Hell yeah.
Man, that's so cool. The Spider-Man.
It looked like a second she wanted to eat Arnold's hat. Just the way that it was.
You know what, though? Arnold's hat looking like a snack.
Hey, Arnold! Hey, Arnold! Hey, Arnold! You know what? He's a handsome guy. I think he's going to grow up to be a handsome gent. Grow up to be a snack is what I'm trying to say. Why did you all get quiet?
Russ, now I heard, because this is a very touching moment. And Russ, I heard that you carry around this kind of gold locket, but it has... It has a picture of Asuna from Sword Art Online in it.
I thought it'd be a picture of Morrigan from Darkstalkers.
Well, see, I was just going to say something insulting.
Yeah.
No, it's
or Bayonetta.
It's just the word
Bayonetta.
It's just the word respect there, and I'm hoping for one day to get that. Oh, Stinky.
That's not Stinky. Oh, that's Brainy.
Brainy, excuse me.
Now he should be called Stinky because he does pop up out of trash cans and dumpsters all the time.
Brainy and Stinky are two of my favorite of the seven dwarfs from Snow White.
When I first watched this with Alan immediately told me that Brainy reminds them a lot of me. So
yeah, that's true.
I'll say fuck you to Alan again. That still hurts.
Now, you know what? I was originally going to call our podcast Brainy and Stinky. because I'm the smart one and you're Stinky.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. I thought it was because, like, that one episode we found out that Stinky's really good at cutting vegetables with car keys.
You are very good at cutting vegetables with car keys. And there was that episode where there was that time that I thought you were a vampire.
Yeah.
And that time where you became a like chocolate drink mascot. Remember that?
Does Phoebe have another entrance into this
to Helga's layer? Yeah, does she have like an underground tunnel from her house to
I assume everybody doesn't go through the Arnold Shrine.
I mean, Phoebe knows she has the Arnold Shrine.
Oh yeah, so no, I know. But like at some point, like I'll talk about it later, I guess.
This raises a lot of questions, though. Now, did Phoebe pay for this? Because I don't think Helga's parents are rich.
Mm-hmm.
There are some weird things I've noticed, some after effecty things where they're just projecting one video over the background.
It's a banana laptop, hey guys.
And then they just add some light feathering to it, and it looks kind of shitty. Does anybody else notice that, or is that just me?
No, it's good. It looks pretty good.
Just those are like the one or two parts that drive me crazy about this movie. The rest of it is good. Oh, they get it.
Oh, yeah. They know. They're like, it do be like that.
When the Moochies know, you know what I mean? When the Moochies know. Ravi, that reminds me, has Erica seen this film yet?
Yeah. Yes.
Is she a big Hey Arnold fan?
Yes. Much bigger Hey Arnold fan than me.
Why the fuck did we get her on the podcast?
Yeah, get her. Hey, walk to the other room and get her on.
She's playing Assassin's Creed. I can't take
Oh,
that
you know what?
Her.
That's a good game. I don't want to interrupt her.
I don't
hold on, she's paused Assassin's Creed.
Oh my god. Well, is that against the Assassin's Creed to pause the Assassin's Creed?
What do you think Laika Siwa would think of this movie?
Uh-huh. What if there was a game called Arnold's Creed? Erica, hello.
Hi.
Erica, what do you think of the Hey Arnold movie?
I'm gonna be honest, I fell asleep for most of it.
So did Ravi.
We watched it together.
God
was
damn it.
Was it like a sweet, soothing lullaby that like helped you enter a dream realm because you thought you were dead because you never thought the day would come?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
But this whole cast of characters had returned. You probably thought you had gone to heaven.
These are the five people.
You just rested
you
your
heaven.
Eyes and went to peace. Now, Erica, does this look kind of shitty, this After Effects feathering effect? It drives me a little crazy.
Yeah, the fact that it goes through the lines underneath the tarp.
That's how projectors work, guys. That's
but it's just the texture just doesn't work for me.
And then there's stuff like this where you could very much tell it's like a After Effects digital effect where they put in
the scan
shaky
lines.
Cam.
Yeah.
The shaky cam. The scan lines look okay. It looks like they just bought that off the internet.
Yeah.
Listen, everything's on model though. And
it is.
And I'm a Sakuga. Ooh, hey, Sakuga heads, get wild at Steep Kid. Listen, I don't know. What's another stupid Sakuga thing they always talk about?
You mean Sakuga Greg?
Shit? Yeah, Sakuga Greg. Is that my new character?
No, that's a reference to Yahoo Answers.
It's me. Oh, okay. It's me, Sakuga Greg. And I like line work. Consistent line work. But you know what I don't like? Women. Sakuga Greg, get out of here.
Ugh, I hate Sakuga Greg, but I love Dino Spumoni. And the Birdman.
How do you feel about Dino Spumoni?
I'm a big Dino Spumoni fan.
Oh, see ya, Erica.
She's gone. She left.
She hated Sakuga Greg so much. Oh, she fell asleep.
Yeah, she fell asleep.
Oh, hey, it's Patty.
Is she sleeping in your chair still, but like you have to crane your neck around
yes,
her to get into the mic?
I'm squatting next to the microphone.
See, wait, are you perched on her like a bird?
No, I'm on the ground, but like doing like a chair pose.
Oh, like Mariah Carey signing that autograph?
Yes.
Or like
Sakamoto in that D-Ray gif.
Yeah, exactly like that, actually. Except it hurts
more. See,
thing
is, the thing people don't know about Ravi is that he has, he wears big billowy jeans, like practically JNCO.
Yes.
But a lot of the time, not people know this, but you have the calves of iron and can basically stand in a squat formation for up to of 2.5
Now, Russ, when I went to your college, they did tell me that if I went there for grad school that I would develop cougar calves.
God.
Yeah.
What?
From walking up all the awful hills on the campus.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right, gotcha.
Because somebody, some idiot made the campus on a million different mountains.
Okay.
Well, the whole thing is a hill. Like, the whole place.
It fucking sucks.
What do you think about Helga in that specific shot?
It's. I think somebody had much too much fun drawing that.
Yeah, come on. I look at her right now, like this. Hey, it's Frances McDormand in the background.
Hey, it's Mr. Green.
Gang's all here.
He taught Harold what it meant to be Jewish.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That did happen.
So is Mr. Green a butcher that just doesn't sell pork? Wait.
Shut up, everybody. Look at the stoop kid. Did you see that?
Yeah, what was happening?
He was talking to the bully girl.
Yo, that's my new ship.
No, check it out. No, did you see that?
I saw that. Hey, look, it's Chocolate Boy. Chocolate Boy reminds me of Noah in a weird way.
Well, I mean, Noah is the milk spill boy, and that kid is the chocolate spill boy. Yeah, that's true. Chocolate spill boy. You couldn't get that kind of...
Now, my software recognition that detects football heads, but
this guy's
soccer.
Running Mac or something very American-centric? Because what you said holds true.
It's in well, everything on the internet like winds up just being American-centric because we made the internet.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, now here's the we're building up to a big reveal. I knew this reveal ahead of time because I had heard. Did you know this reveal, Robbie?
Yes, oh, I thought it
all,
was dumb as
by
hell.
By the way, fucking the Overwatch characters in this movie, Sombra.
Oh yeah, Sombra.
I knew this. Russ didn't. I swore I told it to him before. Wow. Also, fucking I never had to sign my passport. What the fuck, Arnold?
Oh, yeah. That's... Wait,
they, I just went. I went to the post office and like gave them some papers I filled out. Huh. And I got it in the mail.
Well, when you're that important, when you're Hey Arnold important, you gotta sign.
That is true.
They're gonna find out if Noah's ever watched Hey Arnold.
I think...
That was a good foreshadowing where like the image was out of... You know, out of focus, so he wasn't able to recognize.
Is Grandma problematic?
Yeah,
she's senile, so I guess it's okay.
It's okay. We'll let her get away with it as long as she's not
that
racist.
Excuse again.
The stapler thing is a good joke. Jack off stapler.
Excuse me.
Jack off stapler. Got staples in my dick while I fucking centerfolds.
Within 50 years, it will have turned from Chekhov's gun to Jackoff's gun.
Look at, hold on.
I love his partner, by the way. So good.
His partner looks like fucking Jenner Helga. Look at Curly's dad in the background.
Looks like
of course he's
killer.
Raised by a single father.
Raised by a serial killer. What do you think about Rasta guy who raised what's her name? Bug girl.
Bug girl.
Bug girl.
Bug girl.
Bagul.
Bagul. Gabagool.
Gabagool.
Helga's been playing a lot of Uncharted.
Clearly.
Olga's been playing the game, if you know what I mean.
God.
Looking like a snack.
Hey, did somebody get over to AMPM? Because it's looking like we got a snack here.
Oh my god.
Can we not talk about
AMPM, please?
Somebody here's looking like they're made of too much good stuff.
Tumkus Tuesday is what killed Wiggler Wednesday. And like,
is anybody, Rob, Alan, I'm sure you've tweeted this about 13 times, but Tumkus looking like a bunch of snacks.
A lot of
snacks. I don't
think
I have made that joke yet, and I'm very mad.
I have to, oh God, I got to get a Twitter.
You have to do it before this episode goes up so that people
think
that you
Gerald's,
did it first.
John
oh, hey,
Cena
it's,
get up.
It's like the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's
Oh, the teacher was off model a little bit. I hate this cartoon.
What
now.
A great Arrested Development joke.
Why is that called Tuck Air?
That's a good question.
Okay, what do you think about Gerald's John Cena look?
I think it's great.
I love it.
You think it's cool?
Gerald is listening to music on his fucking phone.
Are you sure that's not a what Sony Walkman?
Fuck? Or maybe no, that's too small to be a Walkman.
What do you think Gerald's listening to?
Death Grips.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, knowing Gerald, I bet it's like coloring book or something.
True.
I think Gerald's like into like upbeat, like positive rapping.
Oh, like me.
What?
Yeah, like you. I think he really loves Chance.
Like me again, like me.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Ravi, is that you're kind of like Gerald, and you are the keeper of all legends.
That makes a lot of sense.
That is true. Whenever we do need to ask somebody a legend, we do go to Ravi.
Yeah, but usually it winds up him tying into Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, it's almost always Kingdom Hearts.
There's a lot
He's like,
of
let me tell you about
Kingdom
Handsome.
Hearts,
so something.
And did you call him Handsome or Ansem?
His name is Ansem.
You mean Handsome.
I call him Handsome.
Because he's voiced by Billy Zane.
I mean, he sounded like a snack. Oh, look, a homeless person in this country. That's
Again, now you can't unsee the homeless people that this person hates.
You know, normally I feel like the homeless are invisible, like in a way, just because of the way our culture treats them.
Yeah.
But maybe he's like the
This scene doesn't really have that much gravity compared to like what immediately happens after it, and they just kind of forget.
I know, right?
A face ripped out of a photo. That's kind of weird. Huh.
I like that this makes Gerald suspicious of everything, but like Arnold is like, whatever.
There's a guy in the crowd that looked like Mr. Wynn.
I saw him.
Do you remember the episode where it was revealed, like, the origin of Mr. Wynn's daughter?
Yeah.
Like,
it fucks me up every time I think about it.
Where they were like, we're evacuating people from Vietnam on this helicopter, and there's only room for one more person. It's either you or the baby, Mr. Wynn. And he's like, please just take my baby. How fucked up was that?
You know, I don't think I really got it as a kid, you know?
It but fucked like, me up so bad. And every time they would have these kind of ladder episodes and bring, even with that montage section, I was freaked out because, like, that to me is Arnold literally doing an impossible task and bringing a family back together.
That Arnold
just does
sure
impossible tasks constantly.
Like when he cleaned that turtle.
Yeah, which is impossible. What do you think of these hunks?
Love him.
He just got wear. All these guys do capoeira. It's fucked up.
Yeah. I think the three of us should get into capoeira.
I mean, I saw that Bob's Burgers episode.
Traditional dance fighting?
Yes.
Even though it's only been around for a couple decades, I think about two or three. Love Mark Dacascos. What do you think about Arnold's... frat shorts, like the
plaid.
I mean, it's a play on his normal outfit.
Yeah,
I know, but I've only seen like frat guys wear that.
Well, that's the thing. I think. Do you think frat guys are appropriating like Arnold? Like, do you think
Arnold,
they just like want to be like Arnold?
So. I think Jughead from Riverdale is also appropriating Arnold culture.
Now, Robbie, I've been listening to a podcast called Sex Archie about Riverdale because I've been too lazy to watch it.
I can't
Riverdale
believe they
sounds fucking insane.
It's insane. I can't believe they stole my concept for a podcast called Ravidale.
Ravi, do you want to make Ravidale? Because I would be willing to rewatch to watch all this.
I'm highly considering making Ravidale a thing.
I heard that Archie is hot and has abs now.
That's true. They should do that with Arnold, I think.
I would kill for a Riverdale Arnold spinoff where it's like, where there's like incest and murder.
They are making that that Sabrina show for Netflix. That's like horror.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna watch that.
I hope it's like these. I don't know if they're still making it. There was that series of
Unfortunate Events.
Well, which no, ruled. Yes, which. No,
I never watched the Netflix series. Was that good?
It was good. I liked it.
I'm
basically the uncle from the second book, so that's okay.
The 2015 run of Sabrina the Teenage Witch in the comics was like Lovecraftian horror.
I think it's
kind of
like
guys,
that.
Can we address the fucking multiple fetishes going on here?
And a fetish for every taste.
They know their audience. How Arnold
catches up to like the 21st century.
Yeah.
I mean, they even have Bug Girl for.
Can we also address that a character in Hey Arnold has said, "Kill me now"? That's not, and guys, that's not the most upsetting thing that will happen in this movie.
And a good reference, timeless reference.
So this also
what is
raises
Arnold
a question.
Eating?
Helga went in there to puke while Harold was taking a shit. Did
they share the toilet?
Puke on him or in the sink? What happened?
Do you think she saw Gerald's dinger?
Harold. I mean Harold's dinger.
Harold, sorry.
Almost
you know
it's
uncut.
No, not you. I just said Gerald.
I mean, we know it's cut,
line,
rather. Sorry, he's Jewish.
No, that, it do be like that.
God.
Y'all remember that? You remember Kodak Black?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what would be really funny? If we went back and watched that episode where Mr. Green taught Harold about Judaism and he made a cut foreskin joke because he's a butcher.
Oh, man.
It'd be funny if we went back and got
so
that.
So does Mr. Green sell pork or?
Probably not.
That's weird. Oh, I heard that he had to get replaced with a halal guy because of Sharia law.
Jesus Christ.
Obama.
God. Can't believe it. You know how this is a fusion of like, you know how Arnold lives in a fusion of like Seattle and New York? Did Arnold City
Chicago.
Ever deal with their own 9/11? Just wondering.
Jesus.
That's fucked up because Big Bob is kind of like the Chris Christie figure. He's like, I was covered in ashes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. that's pretty good. Beepers are his relics.
I dug these beepers out of 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
You've got a killer Chris Christie impression. I think you can get on SNL with that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, knowing how bad SNL is now, yes.
Now, we were talking about Riverdale a bit. Would you go for an edgy Arnold cartoon like.
No, I want it live action. Live action.
Dot, Arnold. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, edgy Arnold. Like, hey, .. Arnold. .. Instead of like, yes. Hey, Arnold. And it's like the lurid world of Hey, Arnold.
Hmm.
It could really go
rather,
in on
I
the
I would rather have it with
stuff.
Doug.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, me too.
Yeah.
I think it would work really well with Doug. Like, unironically.
Good idea yeah, for like, Doug. Doug dies in the first episode, and it's people thumbing through his journal every day.
I mean, Skeeter would basically be Jughead. He would live in, like, a drive-in movie theater or whatever the fuck. And,
I don't
like,
want to see Skeeter fuck, though.
Skeeter's asexual.
You don't know you want it until you see it, Robbie.
I didn't want it when Jughead did it, that's for sure.
Jughead fucks. Wait, did Jughead actually fuck in the show?
Yes, Jughead fucks like canonically.
It.
He loves
Betty
it.
Or who?
Betty, yeah.
Okay, well, that's
I bet he doesn't really like it that much.
I don't know if Betty likes anything, in all honesty, in that show.
She loves Adderall, I think.
I think that's the thing, Adderall.
Yeah, that's what I do to girls just like Arnold, make them scream.
Jesus Christ. In anger.
What, are you mad?
And then, but yeah, you do give them rage. A picture of you to tear up and throw off a boat. Because they didn't have one before.
Usually I carry headshots around to hand out to women and then they scream at me to leave them alone and then they tear it up and throw it into the water. So yeah, I mean.
Oh, I have an update. Noah has watched exactly one episode of Hey Arnold before.
Which one was it?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to find out.
Can we get him to just watch the Chocolate Boy episode?
And just say this is you
where he grapples with his addiction of with chocolate until somebody gets him hooked on carob or whatever instead.
How do you all feel about the trope in movies or like of like animals that are way
okay,
too
hold
smart
on. First machete, second machete.
If we're doing a drinking game, take a shot every time there's a machete on screen.
Third machete.
We'll die. We will literally die if we did that.
He'll die.
I remember when I was watching this, Russ saw that machete pop up, and he was like so stunned. They're like, what the fuck? There's a machete.
A lot of blade work in this.
Aren't there guns in this?
Doing capoeira on
this. I can't remember if
there are no guns in this.
Just machetes.
So somehow San Lorenzo has better gun control laws than we do in America. So. Just killed a fucking guy.
just stab him.
No, they have to swashbuckle first. Okay. I love all of these fucking Spanish names because they're just the stupidest shit. They're not even trying. I thought she said, fuck this.
How did those grown men not be able to grab on, but these children were?
I don't know.
It's that children's strength.
It's that children's strength. I love the CG boat. It reminds me of the CG Reptar mobile from Rugrats.
That's true.
Oh, God. God, that reminds me, guys. Big alert. I ate the Reptar bar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how was it?
Make your tongue green?
It did turn my tongue green. It's a very weird candy bar.
I bet it's fucking nasty.
It's not bad, but the green stuff in the middle is just green cake frosting.
Whoa. Is it like those Oreo birthday cake flavored things where it's like, is it birthday cake flavor or?
It's just like, it just tastes like kind of like generic, like maybe vanilla-ish, not really strong. More just sweet tasting green frosting.
Interesting.
God damn.
There's no real particular notes of anything.
And they only have it at FYE?
I ordered it on Amazon for $10.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I paid $10 for a candy bar.
I think the Suncoast at the local mall has one, Ravi.
Okay.
Now, if you want to go to the FYE website, we can buy like 24 of them for $70 and split it.
Hold on. This says Reptar Bar $8 with Prime shipping.
Yeah, that's about how much I paid. Oh, I think I paid 10 before. There must be a Black Friday sale.
It's only got 3 stars on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably fair.
I still got to get my Oreo O's. I haven't gone to Walmart yet.
Would you have that Oreo O face?
Jesus. Oh man,
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Why is Harold? Why is Harold wearing a kikurumi?
It's big boy season. Big calm boy down, season. Alan.
I fucking hate river pirates.
They happen all the time.
I fucking can't stand these.
Now, why is La Sombra's name like feminine?
Because they don't understand.
played a lot of Overwatch.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, yeah, we do love Overwatch.
I mean, he is anti-authority, so maybe he's fighting against the strict tenets of the.
Maybe he's fighting against the gendered norms of Spanish.
Yeah,
Curly's problematic.
Curly is problematic in many ways.
What was I gonna say here? Something about Overwatch. Yeah, whatever. Oh, no, I don't know what I was gonna say. Do you remember that episode with Arnold's weird, like, hillbilly cousin?
Yes, Dark no. Arnold.
Dark Arnold. You don't remember Dark
oh,
Arnold?
Oh, the dream, that was a dream sequence one, that's right.
No, that was real, Russ.
Okay, I'm getting mixed up with that episode where Helga goes unconscious and goes to the small town.
Man,
and,
No,
Arnold goes... I can't remember whose dream it was, but they went to that small town. And
oh, you know what? That was a dream.
I'm looking at a picture of Arnold's hillbilly cousin, and I hate him.
Remember that episode of Hey Arnold where...
Guys, his Beetle boots.
Mr. Green woke up and met Monica Bellucci.
Yeah, there was that time he says, Gerald, let me tell you about my Monica Bellucci dream.
We all live in a dream.
God, I hate Arnold's cousin. Oh my God.
What was his name?
Arnie. And he cucks Arnold.
He does cuck Arnold. Wait, does he fall in love with Lila or?
Yes.
Okay.
Who would you rather? Okay, you have to kill one and fuck the other. Stanley Squarepants and Dark Arnold.
Who's Stanley Squarepants? Geez.
the episode that that's where I consider the jumping the shark moment for SpongeBob.
I'm it's looking up Stanley Squarepants. Oh, I hate Stanley Squarepants.
He's the worst. He's the worst character of all time.
Ooh, he's I don't
an abomination.
Like him.
And...
Well, Russ, one of these people is a child, so.
Yeah, I guess we have to pick Stanley Squarepants.
Oh, I never mind. I do remember Stanley Squarepants. Yep, I remember him. He sucks.
I hate him. His pants aren't even square.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
Okay, you have to... Well, like, you can't marry one either. You have to live with one for the rest of your life or kill the other.
I guess it would be Stanley Squarepants.
Oh, no.
Because Arnie looks like he should... He's going to kill me in my sleep or something.
But you know what? Here's the good thing, Ravi, is that in the SpongeBob universe, they are canonically very much smaller than humans. So yeah. You probably couldn't even hear or see Stanley Squarepants most of the time.
Yeah.
But what if he crawls up your nose and has a little dance party in there?
Nah, I'm just going to lock him in an aquarium.
Yeah. With your snake or something.
Yeah, I'm just going to feed him to my
Stanley,
snake.
You have to defeat... Stanley, you either defeat Dario or die in the process. Yeah.
By the way, this guy should be played by Dario Cueto.
I agree.
If they knew what they were doing, they would... Or Dario needs to be in, like, all TV movies, essentially.
Dario Cueto is a great character. And his character actor has shown up in the past, and I freak out every time I see him.
He was like in that one episode Super Bowl of It's commercial. Always
Sunny. Yeah, in the episode of It's Always Sunny, where he played a doctor. And he wasn't really funny, he didn't make any jokes, but he just was a doctor.
That's fucked up. I will not go.
I love Sid.
Turn the lights Jamoke. Off, carry me home.
Christ.
We should start calling people Jamokes.
I agree.
Hey, Robbie, you Jamoke?
Perfect, thank you.
What if it's something extremely offensive and I just don't know?
It sounds like a Yiddish insult or something.
Okay, so I typed in Jamoke into Google and it the first like suggestion was Jamoke racist.
Now, this is problematic for me because I do love the Jamocha shake from Arby's.
It's a blend of Java and mocha. Slang for someone who lacked mental abilities beyond that of a cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah. That's so dumb.
That's not real. That can't be fucking real.
It's not
okay. I was gonna say
in the 1960s, it also began to be used as slang for male genitalia.
That rules.
So
I can't
like,
believe
oh,
he
that's
just
a way of saying my dick
just
dummy.
Called Arnold a dick.
I think that's your way of saying like my dick dummy tiny.
Probably.
More machetes, everybody. Take shots.
I think my favorite Noah tweet is my Stuart dummy little.
It's so good. That one and the who posting.
I still think a lot about Andre 3000 as a loverly voice.
Yeah, that's very good.
I remember the time he got his foot stuck
in the
toilet.
It's true.
I feel like Noah is essentially a Hey Arnold character.
Noah is a Hey Arnold character.
I think Noah should be his own cartoon.
I agree.
Hey Noah.
Hey Noah.
Remember that time that Hey Arnold tried to boil a jar of milk on the stove?
Remember the episode where Arnold got high and fell asleep for 36 hours?
And then when he woke up, he had 7,000 Twitter followers.
Everybody follow Woke Teen on Twitter.
Please.
Follow Woke _ Teen.
What's going on in the movie? I haven't been paying attention.
Why is there a
minute.
Fucking glory hole in this prison cell?
God. Listen, you know why.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's prison.
Yeah, these lonely sailors.
Who did River they sailors. Usually capture? Oh, hey.
They built this facility just to capture Arnold.
Is that the first time he said a word?
No, he's said like one or two words before. Hold on. Now, Russ, I hear you carry around a pan pipe just in the event that somebody will ever kiss you.
Yeah, no. And I do outrageous cartoon antics to try and get people to love me.
So is Brainy just want to be cucked by Arnold, or what's his situation?
I think that's what
that's how it is. Or Polly. Like, hey.
Maybe Brainy's Polly. Originally, his name was Polly.
He had to change it so to get low and quiet, man.
By the way, one of my AKA now is Polly Shore.
Jesus. Oh, you can order a Rick and Morty cereal on Amazon also.
Oh, no.
I hear what? You have to take an IQ test before
McSquiggle? You can order it. Yeah.
Strawberry Smiggles.
McSquiggles.
Smegma.
Strawberry Smegma. Oh, wow. Did you get that? Ooh, hey, shippers.
Hell yeah.
Y'all get a taste of that?
Imagine being part of the Hey Arnold shipping like fandom like for the last 13 years and then having this new material come out.
Yeah. How do the Hey Arnold shippers feel about the Ed and Eddie shippers?
Do they hate
each other? They have to hate each other, kind of like how Sonic fans hate Ratchet.
So Ed and Eddie shippers, is that
as an expert on the subject?
Is that just shippers? Rebecca Sugar or
yeah, Rebecca Jesus. Sugar and her friends?
Is it Ed and Eddie?
Basically, everybody who goes to CalArts.
Oh man.
First of all, it is really fucked up how in the Arnold finale, Helga did lean into Arnold's ear and say, "I'll see you again in 13 years."
Yeah,
Arnold did smash his face against the mirror and say, "How's Lila?" We haven't made enough Arnold the Return jokes.
Well, I feel like that time's passed. Now we're all making Bionicle jokes.
Yeah, we are talking about Bionicles.
Mutt Nui. Toranua? What was the name of the city arc of Bionicle?
Wait,
the prequel
I never
arc?
Got into the lore.
That's Metro Nui.
Metro Nui. I got the... Because it's like city.
Yeah,
Metro.
Yeah, exactly. And they had guns, and they said the Move Along theme song.
Is Nadine just an Overwatch character?
Basically.
Hell yeah.
She plays like fucking Assassin's Creed. What the hell's going on?
That rules.
That's what I'm saying. Arnold's Creed.
How Arnold's fucked up Creed. Is it that the new Assassin's Creed is good?
It's insanely good, but you know what the thing is? I bought the collector's edition, and I got a bunch of legendary weapons, and I'm now like, I guess I don't have to use any other weapons in the game now. I got some Uplay weapons.
Well, I was just
weapons.
Thinking, once they run out of historical periods to put characters in
Hey Arnold.
They should put them in Hey Arnold.
They should put them in Assassinate the Hell
they should
Hey
put
Arnold.
Ezio
universe.
And Hey Arnold is what you're saying, basically.
So... First of all, Monkey Man is one of the assassins.
Yeah.
Hey.
Big Bob is one of the Templars.
Big Bob is definitely a Templar.
That's true. Grandma and Grandpa are the assassins also.
Assassins. They die at the beginning.
No, I think like you think they're dead, but they're not or something.
They've been alive the whole time.
Grandma lives long enough to have an awkward scene about vaginas.
Oh, right.
Remember
I forgot about
said,
yes,
vagina?
The vagina thing. Yeah.
What?
Wait, vagina.
What? In Assassin's Creed 2.
I don't remember this.
Oh, well, you're going to have to go look it up later.
Yeah, you're going to have to get into that.
Or play Assassin's Creed 2.
You have a staple in this guy's face. It looks very painful.
I would hate to have a staple in my face.
Uh-huh.
Robbie, did I tell you guys about
you
the one time
pro wrestler?
In high school? One time in high... There was two times in high school when I got stapled. Oh, no. One time, I put on my sock, and I was just, like, walking to my car, and I'm like, ow, my foot hurts really bad, and I'm like, that's really weird, like, it hurts.
Oh, no.
And then I took my sock off, well, I tried to take my sock off, and I noticed it was stapled to my foot, and apparently, I had, at some point, there was a staple that was standing perfectly straight up, I guess, when
oh,
I put
God.
My sock, or whatever, and it was just embedded in the heel of my foot, so
I
had to pull
that.
It out, and then get in my car. And then another time, I was stapling something up on, like, a poster board. And I had, like, the staple, like, you know, unfolded so I could staple it up on the wall. And I pressed down on the wrong side of the stapler, and a staple just went in my hand. No, and I didn't even notice because I pressed down against it, and then I pulled the stapler back, and then the thing I was trying to staple to the wall just fell down. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I looked at my hand, I'm like, oh!
Yeah.
I had a staple there the whole time.
I'm just gonna ask, I feel like I focus in on this too much, but... Are you sure it was not a stand battle? Are you sure you were not in the middle of a stand battle?
You know, that would make a lot of sense because that both happened on the same day.
Yeah, and stand users often attract stand users. I'm just saying.
That is true.
Both.
Now, Russ, I haven't named my stand yet.
What?
Should I name it after like a razor, like a razor product or something?
How about what's a good name?
I'm trying to think of a song that has the word razor in it. The only thing I think is Trent Reznor.
You don't want to be named after Trent Reznor.
My stand for Trent Reznor.
There's a Mario character named after Trent Reznor, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, the rhinos
yeah,
from Super Mario World.
Reznor the Triceratops.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, Trent Reznor is cool. He was on...
Just like Lemmy...
He was
like
on
Lemmy
Twin
Koopa.
Peaks.
That's true.
He's cool.
What do you think of Grandpa's hat that is, like, affixed to his weird head knob?
It's good.
He had that hat specifically made for the... Now, this is a crazy story. Ragtime music is what the sub said.
I don't think it's that crazy. If I can make it through air travel, so can a pig.
I mean, this isn't that crazy to me, because I am being followed by snakes everywhere.
But you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sometimes
is the snake in love
though.
With him?
Yeah.
Oh, that rules.
Hey, Arnold Shippers, break out your ship book.
Jesus.
They gave the snake a seat, too, and put a seatbelt on it.
But he's loving it. It's not like it's first class or something, but it's for a
little
snake.
Well, see, that's the fucked up thing, is that pigs get put in first class, but snakes get put in
well, the snake doesn't need leg room or anything.
That's fair.
Get it? Anyway. Or was that joke a little cold-blooded?
Ooh.
It was one of the best. Oh, hey.
Do you think this takes
that's a good
place
joke.
Pre-9/11? Because I feel like they don't just let people on the airways anymore.
Hey Arnold didn't take place pre-9/11 when it ended.
Wait, are you saying that Hey Arnold was on the World Trade Center?
Do you remember the 9/11 episode of Hey Arnold?
You know, like how there's an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood where he talked about 9/11?
Yes.
There was an episode of Hey Arnold about that, too.
Yeah. Where Dino Spumoni talks about 9/11.
Well, no, they have to ask Gerald to keep up all legends.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's a fiction story.
God. Dino Spumoni fakes his death.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever have your chest glow during puberty? Only 90s kids will remember that. We had all these Reptar bars.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. God damn it. Do you remember how Busta Rhymes was the voice of Reptar?
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Busta Rhymes was the voice of Reptar in, like, the movie, I think.
Okay, hold on. Yes, you're right. Oh my god. Remember that Reptar
wagon? He had a Reptar
wagon?
Rap?
That thing owned.
Yeah, I wish I had one of those.
Didn't we make up some sort of headcanon about Stew Pickles making, like, sex toys instead of regular toys?
Yeah, I think we did. Didn't we make, like... I can't remember if we made this joke or if this was, like, a... no, never mind. This is a creepypasta. I was thinking of the creepypasta... that all the Rugrats are actually dead except for Angelica.
Yeah.
Yes. We did not come up with that, but I feel like we had some theorizing about it.
But that's just a game
theorizing. Yeah. Just some game theorizing.
Do you think that like Matt Pat and Gaijin Goomba and all them are like mad at Eric Garland?
I do think about that often.
I really just want them to meet up sometime.
I think Eric Garland actually got to start theorizing about what happened to Arnold's parents.
I like Eric Garland's one where he accuses grandma grandma of being a Russian operative.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of names that were around in the early 1900s, and some of them are still around today. Short man.
Jesus.
Oh boy.
So Robbie, you let us know when you got... about
I said he's gotten mad at Grandpa for saying bend the knee.
Robbie,
oh, this is so
this
fucked
this
up.
This about when you fell asleep.
Do you remember this happening, Robbie? I fell asleep around here. Yeah,
this guy got killed by a million arrows.
He's so dead. You fell asleep because your body couldn't handle all this murder.
Yeah, basically.
Here, y'all keep the conversation lively and well put together. I'm so scared by these murders and deaths. I have to go see a parent.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, Robbie, you don't remember any of these murders.
No, I don't remember any of these murders. How did we miss these murders?
So many people get fucking killed in this, like, 3-minute segment. They're all fucking dead.
Yep, they're all dead.
Well, there's weak groans in the background, according to the subtitles, so maybe they're not dead. Which is honestly worst, because they're going to die.
Yeah, they're going to die eventually. If only it was a quick death, then it would have been fine.
Well, like the Arrow Man.
Yes.
This is the most Uncharted ass.
They played a lot of Uncharted 4 before making this movie.
There is that scene where Hey Arnold is playing fucking Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, with Helga at the beginning of the movie.
Hey, I just freaking came back. Some sort of Uncharted trailer came onto my screen.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this is Hey Arnold, not Uncharted 5. What the fuck? Hey guys, now, the statue thing...
Hey guys, don't you guys think this looks like Uncharted?
Hey.
Whoa, hey, it's got furries.
Jesus.
I like any... This is probably my favorite...
depiction of furries in media.
Yeah, well, I was going to say my old favorite ancient culture, because they had furries before anybody else. And featheries. And slippies.
I just remembered the Legends of the Hidden Temple movie.
That wasn't a thing.
It was a thing. It exists.
What was it?
Hold on, I'm going to look it up real quick. It came out like 2 years ago. Or last year or something.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is fake. This is like some... You're getting me into some creepypasta.
Hold on.
This is some fake news.
Oh, no, this is a good scene.
Okay, so the Legends of the Hidden Temple film. It's a Nickelodeon original movie.
Spiders. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I need to watch
it. Totally exists.
Now, there is a good movie in... Nickelodeon, I don't know, Guts, I guess I would say, about the whole Mark Summers having, suffering from really bad, OCD?
OCD, yeah, and he's hosting Double Bear, right?
Hosting Double Bear.
He's being surrounded by giant noses full of slime.
That is a good movie.
Okay,
so that's gonna happen eventually. There's gonna be a Mark Summers biopic.
So this Stinky. Movie came out November 26, 2016. Kirk Fogg is in the movie.
Now, has Stinky said a line this whole movie?
He said one or two things.
I feel like his actor was not in.
No.
I was Googling this info here.
This guy looks like an Uncharted bad guy.
Yes, he does.
I was Googling Stinky, and I accidentally Googled Stinky movie, so.
You know what's fucked up?
Did you find a Stinky movie?
It linked me to La La Land.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This is a wild scene, Robbie. I can't believe you missed
this. How did I miss this?
I like this fucking Cuphead music that's playing. Harold smacks somebody in the head with a fucking wrench. Okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What movie is he talking about?
That guy died.
That guy on the couch died.
That guy died. There's a body count in this movie.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of murder. I guess death does come for us all, but still, like... And Mr. Simmons has been mind broke, so that's like...
Well, look at... Do you see Curly fucking that panther?
Yes, I just saw it.
Arnold. Do you think the green eyes represent us?
I think so. Well, they're furries, first of all.
First of all, we all have green eyes.
Yeah, we all have
from
green
all the
Reptar
bars. From all the Reptar bars.
Yeah, god damn it.
What kind of... Whoa. Temple Talk. This is a good temple.
Hey, Temple Talk, the one segment we're bringing back. Good-ass temple, attacking the power of juju, eat your heart out.
God damn it, attacking the power of juju, I fucking hate you.
Sorry I brought that up.
Oh, man, I'm so mad about attacking the power of juju.
Sanjay and Craig, why don't you... Sanjay...
This has a better snake.
This is a better snake.
Wasn't Chris Gethard like the snake or some shit?
Oh my god.
No, not Chris Gethard.
Hardwick.
Fuck, why am I...
Hardwick.
The Nerdist.
Chris Gethard. I guess it'd be pretty cool if they got Chris Gethard.
No, that would actually
like,
be cool.
Emo man. Yeah.
The
sad
he's like,
emo
welcome
man
to
with
Beautiful
terrible
Anonymous
depression.
Or whatever the fuck. Is that the Chris Gethard thing? Beautiful Anonymous?
Yes.
Okay.
And that one really a good episode of the Lauren Lapkin podcast.
Oh, yeah. I need to listen
Jolly
to that
Prankster.
Still.
It's so good.
I do have a hat like that.
Oh, when do you... What occasions do you wear it?
Right now when I'm watching this movie.
Okay.
You know what's weird? I got my Ancestry.com... results back, and it told me I was part green eye.
Alan, are you succumbing to the sleeping sickness to be revealed soon?
I hope it is.
Dude, I could take a 10-year long nap. Don't have to see my fucking kids anymore.
That sounds like a great deal.
Yeah.
I think Gerald should be the chosen one.
I think so, too. I think they should make another Heyo movie where they need to get the Keeper of the Legends.
I feel like it would be very weird, though, because it'd be like that one episode of Jimmy Neutron where they go back to Egypt and they're like, hey, Libby turns out she's related to, like, Cleo.
Oh, yeah, that's problematic, right? That's gotta be.
Probably. One black character, I guess, is related to these Egyptians. I don't know.
You guys ever watch Planet Sheen?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Sheen wanted a fucking alien.
There was an alien out there that was exactly like Carl and had the same voice as Carl.
Yeah.
And I thought the monkey was supposed to be like Jimmy, I guess.
Well, it was supposed to be the same archetype of smart talking goody two shoe.
I wish it had been voiced by Jimmy, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, they had to replace Jimmy Neutron after Timmy killed Jimmy.
How do you feel about this visible umbilical cord?
It's like Arnold. I feel like I should really capture that and just make that my avatar because it's so good.
It is pretty good.
This is my parents like looking at my
what
box
if this
of
is
weed.
Our new religion.
Wait, do you think Arnold's parents were actually just making weed and just got so high that they slept for 36 hours?
It do be like that. So remember when I went to Denver and I ate so many fucking edibles and watched Twin Peaks? And then I think I called you and Lenore and kept screaming about a clock. Do you remember that, Russ?
I do remember that.
That was. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's possible to have like a bad trip on marijuana, but it was a point where like every nerve in my body was like tingling, and I couldn't go to sleep because of the sensation of blankets on my body.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Robbie, this is why you need to finally fucking smoke that weed in Portland.
Yeah, you gotta smoke that dank herb. You gotta grab that joint.
Gotta
and
grab
then Lynch
that
and
joint.
I watched an anime, but I can't remember what the anime was.
It's probably Glass.
No,
it was Valkyrie Drive. Never
mind. $9 worth of weed sitting in my closet that I'll probably never smoke again.
Did I tell you? So I spent over $100 on weed, and I got to spin a weed wheel.
Oh, nice.
Did I not tell you this?
No.
I went to Starbucks and I bought a fucking eighth or something of weed. And then like I bought some like gummies and a candy bar and some drinks. And I think I got like I spent like spun the wheel And they gave me like $25 off, so I only had to pay like $110 or something stupid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think they threw in like a free gummy thing too. Yeah. Like, I think the gummies I got free. The gummies were very good. They're like Sour Patch Kids.
Dude, see, if they were gummy bears, I probably wouldn't be into it. But damn, I do like some Sour Patch Kids. Have you had the new Strawberry Sour Patch Kids yet?
No, that fucks me up. Those exist.
Alan, you're stuck in your 90s kids way. You need to look to the hold
on, guys.
The world.
Something crazy is going to happen in a second. They are all children.
The furries attack.
That is a traditional kind of like Aztec weapon, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're cool as hell.
They fucking own.
They're fucking rad.
Of just like big bats with spikes sticking out of them.
What if somebody spanked you with one? It'd probably hurt real bad.
That's cool. Also, by the way, Hidden Blade Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, think about it. Yeah. Templars, watch out.
Fucking.
I'm just.
Oh my god.
He was going to stab that child.
How do they all beat this guy with spiked bats and he doesn't die?
Ravi, you're known as, in this area, you know, as, like, the local sword guy.
Yeah, that's me, you, definitely.
That and the Keeper of Legends.
Would you get a replica of that knife that stabbed him?
Oh, totally.
I know you have Aragorn's sword.
And Ravi, yeah. I heard that part of the reason why you had to leave Arizona is because you were getting too publicly known as being the light rail.
You're the light rail katana guy? Yeah, that's me. That was me.
to move, you know. Move out.
Mm-hmm. So no one would know.
I've been to Ravi's house. It's 90% swords.
It's all swords.
Yeah, it's kind of like the fucking throne from Game of Thrones, except that's all of your furniture.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the gem of Ravi's collection, which is one sword, which it was a sword and a what's the name of the short sword you used for defense that samurais had?
I actually did know the name of this. I can't
I knew this at
right
one
now.
Point.
Yeah,
I
know,
I
right?
Ravi, God,
what is it?
Hold there's on. A katana and then a fucking.
Oh God.
It was a fucking. Oh,
Wakizashi.
Wakizashi.
Yeah, Wakizashi. Ravi had a a traditional blade, a katana that had the characters for Maki on it.
Yeah,
and the Wazakashi was the characters for Nico
on the back.
So
now, Ravi, how do you feel? Are you gonna have to get this made for Yohane and Enrico now?
Yes, definitely.
Wait, did you just say Dear Ruby?
Oh yeah, also that.
You know what's fucked up is that Dia Ruby and Leah Ruby both rhyme. I know that her name isn't pronounced Dia, though.
Yeah.
But let's pretend.
Let's pretend for a second.
By the way,
my
this
ship
is insane,
Dio
Robbie.
Ruby.
Oh, Dio Ruby. That's a good ship, actually.
Robbie, did
good.
You see this part?
No, I missed all of this.
Where,
this is good.
A poison
Get ready.
Dart hit him in the head and he fell off a cliff.
And then died, presumably. No, wait, I did
yeah,
see this.
So-
yeah.
This is a perfect movie. It's a 10 out of 10, but there's some logical problems that still don't make sense to me, which is...
No, this makes perfect sense to me.
Why couldn't Arnold's parents just give the people the medicine? Why did they need Arnold to administer it?
Because they need to cure everybody at once, because if they don't cure everybody, then I guess somebody will, like, pass it on to everybody else.
Okay, okay.
They have to cure it all at once. Because I guess they tried to... I like how when you die, your eyes get real big.
It do be like, because you want to die.
Yeah. You get horny.
You get horny.
And these are prepubescent kids. I shouldn't say. Are they? No, they like are kissing and stuff. I don't know.
They're in sixth grade.
I'm so disconnected from the rest of humanity. Now I feel like a creep. I'm going to edit this out. I'm just saying, their kids going through puberty.
Now, Russ, hold on. If there's anything that the hit anime, I said anime, the hit Netflix cartoon Big Mouth told me.
It's an anime.
That is an anime, essentially. Studio Dean made it.
Jesus.
Thank you, Studio Dean. Gonzo Production.
Madhouse.
The people who brought you from the people who made you Bayonetta Bloody Fate becomes the X-Men anime comes big.
Now, hold on, Ravi. You saw it, he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out
he's actually not dead.
Yes, there's only two. You can either be dead or not dead. He does Zerker look like pal. A zombie, though.
He does look like a zombie. I like that he's like a lot wrinklier than
See,
the
that's
actual...
what I looked like when I ate too many of my Reptar bars.
Yeah. That's their names?
Miles and Stella.
Miles and Stella Shortman?
Yes. Maybe she kept her last name, I don't know. Is there even enough poison left on that needle to do anything?
Probably not. It looks like it's all in this guy.
Yeah, he's got a
Maybe
lot of poison.
Yeah, a tarantula, like, just a single drop will kill you.
Speaking of which...
This is some CQC shit. I'm, like, legitimately impressed by Helga. Like,
yeah, this is... Like, Big Boss would be proud.
Oh, did you guys hear Kojima's gonna be at the Game Awards?
At the what?
At the what?
At the Game Awards.
I thought you said the Kid Choice Awards.
The Kid's Choice Awards. Kojima's gonna be at the Kid's Choice Awards.
Mads is gonna get slimed. He's gonna slime Mads.
Him and Mads are gonna hold hands and get slimed and then kiss.
Oh my god. He fucking died on screen of poison and then fell off a cliff. No, hold
get
on.
Get ready for the most badass line.
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Fuck. Jesus
Christ. It do be
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Gonna have on my, I'm gonna have that on my tombstone because I'm gonna die from eating too many Reptar bars.
I thought you were gonna say you were gonna let your snakes eat you.
That too.
Alan, I thought we decided that nothing you eat can ever kill you at this point.
That's probably true. I'm kind of like Matter Eater Lad in a way. Or maybe like that one guy from My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Or Moroku and his black hole arm from Inuyasha.
Or
I thought Inuyasha was about samurai. What the fuck?
Inuyasha was not a samurai. He was a demon. I think it was a little pre-samurai.
Is it?
Or... Very early samurai. There was not a big samurai component to it.
I know it's like old timey.
I could be totally 100% wrong. My sister.
Okay,
could
listen.
Bust in
the
here
only thing I know about Inuyasha is literally like
Inuyasha.
Only
are
hearing...
you my mom? Are you gonna play Pokemon after this?
And then Inuyasha.
Enjoy some Naruto.
Is he like a dog or something? Is that
yeah,
why his
he's
name
a puppy.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah. No. He's a dog. He's a dog demon.
He's a dog man. Yes.
Dogman.
Okay. His name is literally Dog Demon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you guys know there's a place in downtown Portland called the Yu-Gi-Oh! Outlet?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just
like,
coincidentally
around where
named
I work?
After Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, it's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Like store.
Is it?
And
is it
Robbie,
around
why
where
don't
I
you
work?
There?
Like, I work near Ground Control. Like, could I walk there?
I'm gonna find out where it is in...
Now, Russ, I heard you work at Ground Control just because you're a big fan of that one fucking David Bowie song.
Yeah, I work there, and my job is to scrape gum off the bottom of the pinball machines.
Oh.
That's just what I do for 8 hours a day.
Russ, it's on the other side of the river.
And sometimes, well, that's not downtown.
Yeah, never mind.
Guys,
I got it wrong.
Voodoo.
What
voodoo
the
donuts.
Fuck?
I thought it was downtown. It's not downtown at all. It's
oh
very far
gosh.
From downtown.
How far away is it from the fucking Voodoo Donuts?
Very far. Very far from the
very,
Voodoo
well,
Donuts.
Well, no, it could be close to the Voodoo Donuts, too, on the other side of the river.
The sequel to Donuts?
There's a Voodoo Donuts in a old town.
It's closer to Pock Pock than anything else.
Oh, Pock Pock.
That
sounds like a Japanese
one,
mascot.
One of my favorite places in Portland that I've never been to, there's a poke place called Poke Bowl.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
there is.
You've seen that
yeah,
before?
Yeah, I have seen it before.
Excuse
and,
me?
And the logo that is of the bowl with the rice in it, but in the light of the day,
it looks like
a U
yeah.
because you can't see the white of the rice.
So
it's just
like
a puke bowl.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I walk past it all the time and be like, oh, maybe I should go get a puke bowl. It's funny. This is what I think. This is what a lonely man does as he strolls along a city.
Looks
at
funny signs.
I mean, that is I walk, it's a fucking, you know, Green Day song or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You walk a lonely road, the only road
yeah.
you've ever known.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yo, he gets it now.
Ravi, did you see this before?
No, I missed this part. I fell asleep again, I think.
Shh.
I think you just were hit by too many waves of emotion.
Probably.
Robbie.
Yeah, this is a regular Carly Rae Jepsen.
You were polishing one of your blades, listening to Carly Rae Jepsen and watching this movie at the same time, and just like your fucking little heart gave out.
Probably.
Now Helga does have boy problems.
Wow, he is such a football head.
Wow,
it do be like that. I agree.
Yep. Wow, this is a crazy temple.
This temple rules.
Temple to. It's a good temple.
They peeled the roof off of our house. The temple came.
Oh, wow. He can't understand any of that.
So, my one problem with this movie, it is otherwise completely flawless. How old do you think these kids are?
That's the thing, like, were these all little baby kids who, like, now, they needed Arnold to spread the poultice, or whatever you'd call it.
Yeah.
But somebody had to make that statue of him. Did they make it years ago? Is that the reason they were going to save Arnold? Because they thought they needed him, even though they didn't? Or
maybe the adults kind of slowly all fell asleep. They didn't all fall asleep at once.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
So all these little babies grew up on their own.
Yeah, I guess they must have like all been like two or three or something.
Ravi, you've been waiting for this, right?
Yes.
13 fucking years. 13
okay, fucking hold on. Everybody years. Be quiet. Did you see this part?
Yeah. No, I didn't see this part. No.
Okay. Everybody be quiet.
When I showed Incredible. This to my sister, she went, fuck this.
It's so fucking good. That's the
hey,
best.
Hey, Arnold.
That's the best payoff you could possibly ever have. Fucking
sucks.
It's so fucking good.
Ravi, are you
building
Ravi,
up to that?
Are you crying?
I'm crying Ravi. A lot.
Ravi, are those crying
tears? I'm drying my tears with my keyblade.
Oh, it sucks that Ravi got started with keyblades and then just got into real blades.
Yeah.
I guess that's how it happens.
That's how the keyblades are a gateway drug.
So would you say you're feeling simple and clean, or?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, they fucking love Gerald. Look how much his parents love Gerald.
Oh, is this our other son? Can we just have him? He's great.
He's better than you are.
Yeah, we were really looking forward to meeting you, like, as an adult, like, now, Arnold. But your friend is way cooler than you. Oh, he's the keeper of legends right here?
Hey, parents I haven't seen in 13 years, I gotta go talk to some girl, like, the...
Some girl that's been stalking me.
Yeah.
When's she gonna wax that unibrow?
Never. This part.
She looks like that one basketball player.
Anthony Davis?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, I met him once. There's a picture of me and him.
That's my son out there.
That's my son out there.
Such a bigwig, Robbie. You know anyone and everyone.
Do you know
Craig
Gerald?
Barlett?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Do you know Gerald the Kid?
Yeah, I met Gerald.
You both are kind of keeper of legends.
Yeah. He's based on me, actually.
Oh, wow.
I'd believe that.
I mean, you are an interesting character from
there
Portland.
There was that one episode of Hey Arnold where he got really obsessed with that card game.
Jesus Christ.
There was. Remember that?
That did happen.
He did start playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
God damn it. Well, if I could be any Hey Arnold character, I'd be Gerald anyway, I guess. Damn, finally.
Oh my god.
She's gonna float.
It feels wrong. It still feels wrong. Oh, that Chaz.
Oh, we fucking love that. We fucking love our son's kid, or best friend.
We fucking love our son's friend. Our son kind of ditched us to go, like, make out with some girl we don't know.
This is the part I did see.
Forever. Okay. Yeah, where he runs outside.
So you woke up from your dreamlike stupor and you were like, am I alive anymore? Like, is this heaven?
Yeah.
It's really weird. They revealed that their last name is Chalfont. Or Tremond.
Just cry.
Ugh. That's me on Twitter all the time. Ugh. Do you think, you know what's something I think about? Somebody had to decide at one point how big to make Hey Arnold's mom's boobs.
Jesus.
How hot are they going to make Hey Arnold's mom?
Yo. Hey Arnold's mom?
Why should, you know, it's really shitty that now they've got these white stripes in their hair, so now they're going to be perpetually chased by Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, God.
Also, they're going to join the White Stripes.
Isn't there an anime where somebody has a white streak in their hair?
That's probably
you mean almost every anime ever? Also, yeah, Rogue from the X-Men?
Yeah, it's Rogue.
I like Arnold's jacket he wears now. He's wearing too many layers, though.
It's probably cold.
How cold time of year?
It's the first day of school. It can't be that
it
cold.
It can't be that cold. You're right.
It's like, what, August, September?
Yeah.
Wake me up when September ends, am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
It do be like that.
Wow, the original Tsundere.
Yeah, I saw this part.
What are Arnold's parents going to do now?
They just stand... Apparently, they just stand outside of the school and wait for their son to come out.
They wait until 3:30.
Yeah.
And then they... The school cop comes and, tells them to get off the property.
Yeah, get the fuck off campus. Creepy. Wow.
Wow.
Robbie?
Jazz music.
Robbie? I'm looking at you right now. You look physically destroyed.
Yeah.
Like you have just, it feels like you watch like all of Ken Burns, Vietnam, series,
or even worse, Ken Burns baseball.
Oh, fuck you. You watched it. It looks like you just were emotionally devastated.
Basic. Yeah. No, I have to go think about some stuff and polish some swords and,
polish your blade, which you mean jack off, yeah, and then polish your actual,
polish
your, like,
actual
real
blade.
Blade.
Yes.
Damn. Like, where are you in an emotional, like, 10 being like you seeing your newborn child, uh-huh, and 1 being like.
Now, hold on. So, should we rate this? No, as we know from that one article by Ben Kuchera on PennyArcade.com.
Thank you, Ben Kuchera.
Holding the PS4. DualShock 4 is comparable to feeling a boob for the first time or feeling your unborn child's first kick.
Wow.
It's a lot.
So
like
how would
that.
You rate? It's a lot, okay, like that.
Yeah. It's a lot like holding a DualShock 4
scale
for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Oh boy. Anyway, we need to finish up. We need to answer some quick questions from
the
fans.
Oh, we have questions? Great.
Yeah, we got a few.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So let me see here. So let's see. Hank Huggs, our friend Hank, said, "Would Arnold eat Abner?"
Yes.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
What? No.
When Abner dies, he's going to demand.
I think
Arnold
Abner would
to consume
want
his
that,
flesh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Abner
I
would
think.
Want,
I think
if it meant Arnold surviving even for just one more day, it'd be worth it. To
Arnold would only ever eat Abner if Abner demanded it. Because there was that one episode where they were doing like a Revolutionary War reenactment or mm-hmm. something. And I think the Redcoats were trying to eat Abner.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Wasn't that the movie?
No.
There
no,
was
no,
a little was a... bit of, there was some Revolutionary War stuff in the movie, but
maybe, I don't know. But like, anyway, so I think he would only eat Abner if Abner specifically told me, eat me, Arnold, so you don't die.
I think 100%, like, No, I think Abner would make a plan with Grandma to have him slaughtered by Mr. Green, who would cry the whole time.
Yeah. But Mr. Green would not would say, you know what, I will break kosher for this one.
Exactly.
For this specific thing.
Yes.
For the bravest. And then Arnold will name him and Helga's child Abner.
Abner.
Even if it's that's weird. And you know what?
Severus. Severus Snape Abner.
God.
Short man.
And you know what's weird? He's born with a pigtail like 100 Years of Solitude. 1,000 Years, whatever it is.
Jesus.
In one book.
100 years, anyway. Friend of the show, Galaxy Doug, I thought it was Dog. Anyway, asks, do you think Stoop Kid will ever find true love? We saw it in the fucking movie this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of the bully girl again?
Patty.
Patty and Stoop Kid. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's
unbelievable.
They buried the lead.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he's in a poly relationship with her and his Stoop?
Yes.
Do you think that Arnold teaching him that he can go sit on other Stoops was Arnold kind of breaking him free from the chains of monogamy?
I think so. Absolutely. I think it's a...
Yeah. I think that's fair. So I think maybe that's just a metaphor for that. And maybe also the same thing with Pigeon Man.
True.
Did we talk about how it's weird that they got Pigeon Man to send in a video, but he was in France, so he was like, there's like a big time difference there. How did that happen?
It was urgent. He understood the urgency of the situation, so he got an older video that he had.
Also, isn't he homeless? Where did he get a camcorder from? How did he email them the video?
Great question. I don't have an answer.
I don't know. Pigeon take it.
Maybe he's kind of like a Fagin-esque character, and like his pigeons steal stuff.
That would be. He's a stand user. He can use pigeons.
Yeah. What would? Oh, his stand name? Flock of Seagulls.
That sucks.
That's that owns.
If it was the birds, George Joestar universe, yeah, he could do the birds or the birds with a BYRDS.
Yeah. So either the movie or the exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crass Pants, number one super fan. Best episode of Hey Arnold, and why is it Stoop Kid? Is Stoop Kid the best episode in your opinion?
It was up there. It's definitely... It inspired the catchphrase, or like the thing that I feel is referenced most about Hey Arnold, which is Stoop Kid never leaves a stoop.
Stoop Kid's afraid to leave a stoop.
In my opinion, the best episode of Hey Arnold is the basketball one, but that's for, you know...
Wait, which basketball
one? The one with... where Arnold's on a basketball team and the coach's son is like bad at basketball. Yeah. And like, he keeps telling him to pass the ball to Tucker, but like
Tucker stinks.
Tucker's bad. Yeah.
Is that, you know, what's fucked up is that at one point Coach Wittenberg does say, that's my son out there. And
that's where I got it from.
Yeah. That's where you got it from. I think this isn't maybe my favorite episode, but I think about this a lot. Is the episode where Helga gets bitten by an organ grinder monkey and she reads like an old book from the 1800s and she's convinced that she's going to start turning into a monkey.
That part's extremely good. That episode's extremely
good. It's extremely terrifying. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It's nightmarish. There's so many episodes of Hey Arnold that are nightmarish. Like, remember that one where there's a ghost of like a guy in their basement that kept farting so many times or eating so many beans and stuff, and he blew up. Like, his basement blew up or something.
I remember, okay. The two episodes that will always stick with me was specifically Mr. Wynn's daughter, because I could not handle that as a small child.
Yep.
Yes.
It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Cartoon characters could have survived a war.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time I ever saw a cartoon character who had survived a real life conflict.
Now, what about, remember that episode where Mr. Wynn became a country singer?
Oh, yeah. That was a good episode, too.
Voiced by Alan Jackson.
Yeah, that one's
the
really
real
good
country
also.
Singer.
The joke that made me laugh the hardest, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But,
no, it's fine.
The joke that made me laugh the hardest, for sure, was definitely when, they were hanging out with a multimillionaire and they went to the dinosaur themed park and Grandpa peed in the sink because they were shaped like dinosaur eggs, so he just thought they were novelty toilets. I thought about that a lot.
I think I might have realized what my favorite one is. It's the one where Oscar's wife tells him, like, it's where Oscar's wife gets so pissed off at him that he doesn't know how to read that she like says, like, I'm not going to read anything for you anymore. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to read. I'm not going to do anything for you.
I do say in the Oscar voice, I want to pet the kitty like all the time. So
yeah, I always say, can't you read, miss? Can't you read?
Oh, man. That episode haunted me as a kid because I thought about being like, I remember watching that. I was reading Captain Underpants at the time, so I was like I was a young reader, and the thought of losing my ability to read and being stuck at an intersection with nowhere to go terrified me. There was some terrifying shit in there.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? Maybe these cartoons we grew up with were kind of twisted.
They're not for kids.
You know what's also fucked up about Captain Underpants? Isn't he a fucking criminal that some kids brainwashed into being?
It was their principal.
Yeah. Oh, I thought, okay, what? That's fucked up.
You respect authority, Alan, so.
I do respect authority. Well, I think you do respect
Cartman and his authority.
Jesus.
Russ, I do have a shirt that I bought in middle school that does have Cartman on it and says, respect my authority.
I don't want to steal a bit from Hollywood Handbook, so I'm not going to go any further than this. But
damn, that's the first time we've decided not to steal a bit from Hollywood.
Congrats.
Anyway, this has been podcast Speedy Delivery, the Jungle Podcast.
We're gonna call it that.
Yeah, please call it that.
Hogcast, the Jungle Podcast. Thank you for joining us, Robbie. Do you have any big plugs?
No.
Don't follow Robbie.
Don't follow me on Twitter. I don't
join book club.
Lulz to Miss Prime.
Jesus Christ!
Give that link to book club. I'm never gonna escape that ever.
It's a good name.
Escape what? Your current handle?
It would have been a good name. It's a good name, Robbie.
I still look for Rave No Basket. I'm not gonna lie.
That was a good name too.
I'm not over Rave No Basket.
Three with these names.
Yeah, I know.
My old handle was Cool Teen Pikachu,
which is pretty good, I think.
And then Cool Teen Naruto before that, and then my name.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Naruto one, but the Pikachu was good. You coupled it with the picture of just the mangy knockoff Pikachu.
Naruto's cool now because he fucks, but then again, he did wait till marriage.
Yeah,
so I don't know how cool that is.
Yeah, that's
true. Y'all ever think about how Naruto waited till marriage? Y'all ever think about that?
Do
we know that he didn't fuck before then? He used that sexy jutsu.
I mean, who would?
Who would
do it?
Anyway.
With him.
I mean, who would fuck Naruto?
Yeah,
is that
that's
what
I'm asking.
Sasuke? Oh,
who's got two thumbs and they're poking upwards right now? This guy.
That's not the only thing that's poking upwards.
Oh, boy.
And slightly to the right. Oh, boy. Curved like a boomerang.
Curved like a boomerang. I don't know where curved came from.
Like that anime told me, that's the sign of royalty.
Follow Action Alan on Twitter. HogcastSD on Twitter. Rate and subscribe on iTunes. We have an Amazon link
on Twitter.
Nobody ever uses.
I'll use it.
Russ, have you checked it? Did we make any money off that?
No, we have not. I got $5 from it at some point, but we have not.
I swear to God, that's still my bookmark. So I don't know why, because I spend literally thousands of dollars on Amazon every goddamn day.
Maybe I'm not looking hard enough, or I'm not clicking a button that I know I need to click.
Probably. There's probably like, Russ, we've got like $1 million that Alan spent on Amazon, and you could collect it now. And you're just like, oh,
you'd be
too
spending that on Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Like me.
Too busy jerking off to Oh My Goddess.
I'm not going to get it. I probably will not be getting into
Oh My Goddess.
Yu-Gi-Oh, I'm probably going to be getting right into my favorite, which is Wacky Packages. If anybody wants to join me.
I'm only getting into those Dinosaurs Attack cards from the 80s.
Oh my God.
Alan, I thought you'd be more of a Netrunner person.
Ooh, Netrunner. Yeah, I could get into Netrunner. I think Ben's into Netrunner.
Ben's a Netrunner.
I should get into Netrunner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, everybody.